Okay. It's been a fun show. Why don't you go back and listen to it?
Every
you
second.
Idiots.
Oh, too aggressive.
1620thezone.com. If you don't go there, I'm going to kill you.
Hey, you're like that one caller, the big red overreaction.
That's right. Yeah. Just do it, okay? Just ask questions later. Trust me.
If you had a radio show, we would listen to your radio replays.
We would. We would, especially if you yelled at me in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Poll questions at Happer's show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Was Uncle Mark the villain of Field of Dreams? No. Nope.
I think he was.
I'm going to vote no.
He was a bad man.
86% say yes. Mm. I'm in the minority there. Which is the wider name? This is important. I think this might be our most voted on poll question of the day.
I believe it is, yes.
This is important. Who has the wider name, Gavin or Connor? I actually think it's Connor. I think Connor is the wider name.
I voted Gavin.
We heard from a person who said he had a black friend named Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
I have met a black person named Connor before. So there's always one-offs.
Sure. Right?
There's always one.
Sure. I mean, it's not the whitest name. That's not the question we're asking.
White-er. Thank you, Josh. Good note. I'm voting Connor. 58% say Gavin.
Mm.
Both of which are names on Nebraska's roster next year, basketball-wise. Is model a job anymore? Model. I think technically, yes.
I think it is, but it's different.
It's much different now. I'm going to vote no just for the principle. 58% say yes. Wow, same amount of people that say Gavin is a wider name than Connor.
Now, this is actually the most voted on poll question of the day.
Oh, okay.
This next one.
Yeah, yeah. Please vote. Please vote. Still, we'll continue to tally these results. Which emoji will Trev Alberts use to react to Nebraska being the 2 seed in the College Station Regional in the NCAA baseball tournament? Is it, ooh? Is it, ha-ha? Is it, shrug? Is it, cowboy hat? Dave earlier said he enjoyed Connor Happer acting out emojis as a segment. I can keep doing that if you want to.
I think we should.
I'm going to go with the top option. Surprise.
Surprise face. I'm going cowboy face.
I don't know where this is going to end up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy face is the winner so far, the leader, I should say. 47% say cowboy face.
Vote early, vote often.
25% say shrug. 15% say, ooh, and 12.5% say crying, laughing face. Please vote. And finally, is Zach Wilson to Russell Wilson like ginger to sushi?
You got to think about it, but I think it's true.
One of the stupider ones probably we've done. 57% at this point say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Early results.
Definitely, yeah.
Those are the polls. Josh, what are we? Oh, we do have a tweet here.
Oh.
Drake Degrassi asking if I'm taking over the murder cult by saying I'm going to kill you if you don't listen to our podcast.
That's right.
You don't want to find out, Drake.
Ooh. Is that a threat? No, it's a promise.
What are we watching tonight?
We're watching the NBA playoffs. Got a triple header tonight. Well, a triple dip, not a triple header, as two of the
different games
are pretty much simultaneously. Magic Cavs gets the coveted NBA TV slot at 6 o'clock. But I believe Gus Johnson is going to work some games for NBA TV during these playoffs.
I don't
know if it's this game tonight, but Gus is working NBA TV games during the playoffs. So maybe Gus is on the call tonight. Cleveland leads that series 1-0, 6:30 on TNT, Sixers, Knicks from the Garden. The Knicks lead that series 1-0 in hilarious fashion. And then at 9 o'clock, it is the Lakers and the Nuggets, game 2. Denver leads 1-0.
Have the Lakers figured something out? No.
Probably not. Four games going on in the NHL playoffs tonight. Maple Leafs, Bruins, 6 o'clock on ESPN. That's a game 2. Boston leads that 1-0. Islanders and the Hurricanes, 6:30 start there on ESPN2. I don't know what Francesa picked to win, but...
give me the Carolina. Who is it again? Who's playing? My hockey guys didn't tell me that about that one.
I thought they were the Hartford Whalers still. Carolina leads that 1-0, and then a couple of game ones. 8:30 puck drop between the Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars. And then the Kings and the Oilers at 9 o'clock on the Deuce.
The Oilers. I get the Oilers.
Major League Baseball. A's and Yankees going on right now. It's out of commercial, so I don't know the score.
I think it's still 0-0.
Wow. A barn burner.
But Aaron Boone got tossed.
After five pitches.
Because some guy said a bad word.
In the first row, yes. Amazing video if you haven't seen it yet. That's on MLB Network. I wrote down Chicago.
Chicago? Chicago PD?
I'm going to go.
Chicago Med? Chicago Fire?
No, I believe it's the White Sox against the Twins at 6:40 on FS1. But why would anyone broadcast a White Sox game? You can see my confusion. Mets-Giants, 8:45 on ESPN+. Plus. At that same time on MLB Network, Orioles are out west taking on the Angels. And on Hulu tonight, a documentary titled Hip Hop and the White House. It examines hip hop's journey from outsider status to the pinnacle of power and explores the complex relationship between politics and culture.
Fun.
I like hip hop, but that doesn't sound fun.
No. Where is it on PBS?
Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu. It's just like PBS.
Is it?
No.
Whole question, is Hulu just like PBS?
When I get back to the office, I'll jot that one down.
I don't think so. By the way, Welcome to Wrexham is, they won.
Yeah, they got promoted again.
They got promoted again. And so the this past season will be on Hulu coming in May, I think. And also The Bear, I think, is back. So that's what's coming up on Hulu.
Coming up.
If you're interested. Yeah, not tonight, just eventually on Hulu.
That's right.
That's what I'm watching or looking forward to. That and the Royals.
May 3rd, yes. Welcome to Wrexham. New season.
If you missed anything.
That's in the UK, so I don't know when. I don't know about America.
That's okay.
I'm going to stop talking now.
If you missed anything, you could check it out. 1620thezone.com. The crossover is next.